We'll bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at this chilly forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, brisk is the word.
Yeah.
With sun, some clouds, highs today, low 40s, and tonight, upper teens. So, colder than it is this morning.
Wow, upper teens.
Upper teens. Sunny, mid-40s Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day, sunny, few clouds around, mid-50s. So after this, it'll feel very nice. And then we'll have showers on Friday. It'll be cloudy and windy in the mid-40s over the weekend. We stay probably low 40s with fair skies. So there are no storms over the Thanksgiving weekend, the long Thanksgiving weekend, which really is a blessing because, you know, the whole weather pattern, I have to tell you, the whole weather pattern has been extremely easy to forecast, which makes me very nervous.
Yeah, I know. It's because sooner or later, the boom gets lowered.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, it's just been very easy. You know, we haven't been telling you, well, yeah, snow will change to rain will change to snow. None of that at all. So, you know, in time, I guess we'll pay for it. I don't see it even into early next week. So, let's put it that way, to the end of the month, which is Tuesday, the 30th. So we're good, as far as I could see, through the end of the month of November. Anybody who's been following us along, I want to touch first on Dancing with the Stars. The gentleman that won last night is Iman. He's a sports player, very tall. I have to admit, from the start to the finish, he has made unbelievable amount of progress. But when stacked against JoJo, Amanda, and Cody, there's no comparison. Those other three are dancers. This gentleman, while he has gotten so much better, just can't compare his ability to the other three. Unfortunately, that didn't work out because Iman won the trophy last night. And again, I've said this a million times, that is turning out to be more of a popularity contest than a dancing contest. And the only way to fix that is to put more emphasis on the judges and not the viewers. So the vote should be 60% viewers and 40% judges. And that would make the whole thing fair. But of course, they're not going to do that. So, you know, the ratings are up. Let's face it. It's the 30th season. That means it's been on 15 years. There's an old saying, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Talk about fixing it. It looks pretty certain right now, not have to go to Long Island to pick up my sister Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
No, it's not as good as you think.
What happened?
I got a call last evening about 5 p.m. From my friend Andy, who just recently moved, as you know, moved like 3 blocks away from us. And he has COVID. Oh. So immediately went to urgent care. And I couldn't believe the cars in the parking lot. And there were people still getting out of their cars and running to the doors. And there was 2 big signs on the doors that they have halted seeing patients because of the crowd. Please come back tomorrow. Called a couple of different places, all the same tune. Nobody testing because it's too crowded. So a lot of people obviously are getting tested before traveling. That's a problem. And then when I spoke to my sister last night, who gets tested once a week for her job because she's not vaccinated, she said, you cannot get tested right now because you're fully vaccinated. So watch this. According to the CDC guidelines, you have to wait 5 to 7 days after being exposed to be tested. All other people who are not vaccinated can be tested immediately. But I guess what the vaccine does is it delays the onset of COVID if you're going to be getting it. So I spoke to Andy last night, and he took a home test, and he went out and got a home test, and the home test said positive. And today he's going to a place called Synergy, whose advanced COVID testing. You get it in about a half hour. It's $175. and because he is so upset that it's going to affect so many families. Because our other friend Michael, another friend Joe, they were all with us Saturday night. And of course, they all have big gatherings that they're either hosting or going to. So I did call my sister last night. I called everybody that was coming and told them that they may not be coming and that everything was put on hold. So if Andy were to test negative today, then everything's on. If he tests positive with Synergy, then everything's off. And Pat will be sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner with Shirley, my dog.
Well, it's a safe thing to do. I was reading that the home testing kits are slightly less reliable than the rapid test. But what they tell people to do is get two of the kits, test one, and if it comes out, whatever way it comes out, wait a day and test again. So that way you've got some measure of confidence with two different tests. But yeah, it's going to be a busy time of year for people getting tested. It's going to be this way now right through the holiday season.
I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, I'm knocking on wood, thank goodness. I feel fine. I mean, again, they said 5 to 7 days. You have to wait 5 to 7 days. But remember, I got tested 2 weeks ago today because I had the surgery. The surgery on Friday. So I was tested then, and all was good. So now I just don't know what's going to happen. But, we had one of the aunts that were coming is 96 years old. Another one that was coming, she has lung cancer, is going for chemo. These are all compromised people. You can't take chances. You can't take any chances.
It's true. I have not gotten my booster yet simply because I'm on this diet, and I have a procedure coming up. And I spoke to and he said wait, because not for fear of the booster, but the booster might cause additional joint pain. And so he said, just wait until, if you want to get it, wait until a week or two after we do the procedure on your other knee, because if you're going to get some joint pain, this will make it worse. But it's a weird time. I mean, everybody does what they need to do, and I think you're doing the smart move, and I think your friend is doing the smart move as well.
Now, I forgot to tell you one thing. Huh. Andy is not only fully vaccinated, but 2 weeks ago Andy got his booster.
Well,
and that goes to show you folks that even with a booster, you can still get COVID. Again, all the vaccination does is prevent you from being hospitalized, and of course the next step, which is we don't even want to talk about.
Yeah, right.
But that's what it's supposed to do. They never ever said if you get vaccinated you won't get COVID. That's not what they said. They said if you get vaccinated you can save lives, and that's really what it comes down to, because that's the first thing he said to me, because I don't believe it, I have the booster. I said, yeah. He goes, could it be that the booster shot is that's what they're eating? I said, no, yeah. Because from what I hear, the vaccinations do not contain the virus.
Yeah.
They are not injecting you with the virus. He goes, oh. I said, sorry to bust your bubble, but no. So when he called me last night, I was watching Dancing with the Stars. He said, I'm calling everybody. He goes, I will get tested again tomorrow. I'll pay the $175 and see what they say. His brother-in-law had COVID several times, believe it or not. And all three times he went to this place that charges $175. And of course, it was 100% accurate. So we shall wait and see what the word is and then go from there.
Now, Dancing with the Stars has been on, it's 30 years?
30 seasons, 30 15 years.
50. God.
So they go on twice a year.
Wow.
In the fall and in the spring. Yep, it's been on 15 years. So that's, that's the way it goes there. I'm sure the producers feel, it's Disney, and they must feel, well, hey, if we're still getting the ratings, doing what we're doing, we're not going to change things. So it's the the minority out there, like myself, who are instructors, dance instructors, etc., who feel it's unfair, but obviously the majority does not.
Well, you know, I just lose track of time. It's like, I can't believe when Survivor, remember when Survivor came on?
Sure do.
And I said to myself, oh, this is not going to last. This is kind of goofy. Well, here we go. I think this is like Survivor's 20th year or something like that. Some of these, and you know what, all these reality shows like this, they really cut the costs that the networks have to produce because they don't have to pay writers or anything like that.
That's correct.
I'm terrible at timelines, but I'm also terrible at predicting what shows will last and what shows won't last.
Yeah, you don't know, but you're right. I mean, I even wonder, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, that's been on for such a long time. I don't think I've watched one of their shows. I have absolutely no interest in that at all, and I just don't know how much of it is put on.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I can proudly say I've never watched The Kardashians.
neither have I. I only know them from when they were on guest shows and things like that.
All right, Pat. Well, keep us informed, and we'll speak to you tomorrow, the day before
Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, bundle up, folks.
All right, take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning.